Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. On my right is Sean, the Shark Finnegan. He's back.
I've returned.
Xbox rep extraordinaire. Good to have
really?
You back,
what does
Sean.
That mean?
That's you.
I mean,
oh, you're
the
only
Xbox
one of the team
player.
That plays on Xbox.
Oh,
that's
rep.
Not true.
I thought you meant like reputation.
I mean, regularly.
Fran Mirabella on my left.
Regular.
Nice to have you back.
Yeah, thanks. You were way more enthusiastic with Sean.
It's because it's been a long time since I've been on the show. I've been very busy, Frank.
I always give Destin crap about this, as you know. I judge the way he intros people.
You interrupted me. So
I was like,
also, Fran Mirabella, who's interrupting me at this moment.
Who's back and has not been on the show? Well, give me the rest
Who's got the best hair in the office? Who is the handsomest of them all? Who cares so much about this show? He was asking for a key to get the show looking a little bit better.
Yeah.
Make sure he had that branding.
True.
None other. Fran Mirabella.
Yeah, I was trying to get a t-shirt out of the closet before I came in. Our fire team chat. T-shirts. Wow. That's staying in. Can you bleep that, Destin?
No, you nailed it. So today we're going to talk about some announcements about Bungie partners, people they're working with to make the game better, and we're going to talk about all of the updates coming to the game, including some stuff about multiplayer and a really big update to Strikes that a lot of people are going to be excited about. Let's get right into it and talk about the news sort of at the top of the show. Vicarious Visions is working on Destiny stuff.
Never heard that before.
We already knew about High Moon,
yeah.
who actually worked on the Titan armor. We'll talk about that a little bit later for the
Dawning update.
Yeah, Vicarious Visions, however, made a surprising announcement that they are helping Bungie work on Destiny.
Yeah.
Now, let me
surprising if you've seen rumors and the chatter out there. However, this is a true confirmation that they are working on expanding the universe.
This is what we got. Vicarious Visions is excited to announce that we are partnering with Bungie to further expand the award-winning Destiny universe. So, who is Vicarious Visions, you might be asking?
Oh, man. Old school.
Old school.
Yeah, aren't
Game Boy old school.
They're an in-house Activision studio, though, right? Like, they appear to, like, if you go back and look
More
at
recently,
all of their games... They've been working on Activision properties since like the early 2000s.
Most recently, tons of Skylanders stuff.
I think they are exclusive now. I forget if there's a certain share of ownership. But regardless, I mean, what this means is they're obviously working on the sequel as rumored. Mm-hmm. They did not confirm that. First thing that occurred to me is I said, okay, well, why tweet that now in a vague way? And then I'm like, oh, I'll tell you why. Recruitment. That's my guess.
Oh,
they're begging to like make sure the whole community knows – so they can hire engineers and people to finish this thing.
Well, also on the fan side, it's also coming back to that point that you always talk about. It's like the roadmap, right? Like, as a fan, it's just kind of nice to know that something's happening.
Mm-hmm. True.
Even if you're not sure what it is.
I think it's totally business related, though. It's a very good note. I do like to know that, but I think it's totally related. Probably recruitment. I could be wrong.
They need help.
Or it's actually investor play, right? Of just, we have more people working on Destiny. Don't worry. I don't know which one it is. Maybe both.
Oh,
that's great.
I'm definitely not saying it's just the fan thing, but like as a fan personally, I like news like this even if I don't know the specifics of it because it's just nice to know like, hey, we heard that you want more content. Here, you're getting more content. And you're like, well, what is that content? Well, we don't have any news on that regard in that regard yet, but whatever. It's fine.
But it's great. I mean, it's great just to hear about the other people are expanding the universe. So,
they're making little figures that you can put on a little tray and it activates the thing.
Yeah, they're making Amiibos.
That is the last thing Destiny needs.
Oh, that's right. They worked on Skylanders.
That's the idea.
So that, I mean, maybe that's what they're doing, Destin. It won't be so funny when we're all on Switch out in the park playing
It won't
Destiny.
Be so funny when nobody plays Destiny.
It won't be so funny when you're right.
No, it won't be that.
You have to spend $30 for a little Titan figure.
It's actually going to be like
– I won't do that.
It'll be like Guitar Hero now, yeah. actually, where you all have to have like real armor parts and stuff and swing the axe and real
– Yeah,
or you have to put each piece of armor on the little tray.
Yeah, or in order to land a headshot on something or like a precision shot, you have to hit it at the exact right moment to a beat. Like,
there you go. Technically, I guess Destiny's already played with Guitar Hero with the drums and everything. So.
They're bringing they're bringing back the guitar. They want to offer people new avenues to play to experience the world of Destiny.
That's true.
Be it a guitar or a drum set.
Exclusive Breaking Fireteam Chat news. You can now play the song on the Death Zamboni.
Yeah.
Hit that high guitar
you
note
can
as your
plug in your
pro.
Guitar.
Yeah, so when you're up there, you put down your control, you grab the guitar and you rock that solo and actually everybody gets supers for the end. Anyway, putting that aside,
super excited.
The news is great. At the same time, that's why I'm like, honestly, that's a weak announcement. But here's what we know, right? We know
that, that's why I was just on Twitter.
Yeah, you know? That Destiny was made by Bungie. And mm-hmm. now Destiny's expansion, what that may be, is made by High Moon, probably, and Vicarious Visions.
Not their expansion. High Moon just did the armor for the Titans. So they did one little part.
Okay, but who's to say they're not contributing to Destiny expansion 2?
Destiny. You're calling it Destiny expansion.
I'm trying to play with the language here.
It's Destiny 2.
It is.
It's not
Well, part of it is it may or may not be called that, right? So
it's going to be called Destiny 2.
What if they call it Destiny Part 2?
Well,
what if they call it Destiny?
They've called it Destiny 2. It's just called Destinies.
Destinies.
Wait, I got it. Destiny T-O-O. Destiny 2.
Oh, I get
Never
it.
Never mind.
Yeah.
That worked
Destiny
great.
Also.
Let's talk about some of the exciting patch notes
real
quick. So there actually is some really, really cool stuff. Skeleton keys are getting a buff. This is much needed. They're now jacked.
They're like before they were.
They're really big keys
like,
now.
Huge buff keys.
You guys in the jokes
They've
today.
They've been roided out.
Yeah.
This is what happens when I'm not on the show. I come in and I just destroy it. Yeah. Started off with the whole t-shirt thing and man, here we are.
So skeleton keys are getting a buff. They're going to drop more often, and you're guaranteed one now for the first time you run a Nightfall. We don't know if that's account-wide or per character.
It's probably per
probably
account.
Account-wide.
That's like
based on the way they worded it, it sounded to me like account-wide.
I would have had to sit down if I was standing up and you told me that. So I'm glad I'm sitting down. So you're telling me every week I can get a skeleton key?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, as
That's
opposed
insane.
To just maybe you'll get one if you play strikes for a week.
That's like rewarding, and there's a reason to play the Nightfall.
Exactly. That's the best part.
More reason to do the Nightfall, the better. I've not done the Nightfall since, I don't know, Destiny Year 1 because there's no reason to.
Yeah, it improved over time, but not dramatically.
Like a little bit.
Yeah. Well, now it's good. You know, you get 400 drops if you're, you know, at that level and stuff. But that's huge. That's really great.
It gives you a reason to play strikes. Not only are they adding the strike scoring, and by the way, all these notes will be implemented with the dawning. Mm-hmm. So,
December 13th.
This is going to encourage you not only to play strikes because of strike scoring and the new strikes that are being updated, but also because you get skeleton keys now. It's a pretty nice little update that's going to – and it strikes are how you get – Nightfalls are how you get the icebreaker. So another reason to play Nightfall and strikes. Definitely.
Also, I wonder if – so wait. Does the icebreaker come out of the chest, do you think, or no?
No, the icebreaker is a Zavala bounty.
Oh, it comes out of the bounty. That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. But, you know, if you want something like Grasp of Malak, right, that comes out of the chest.
That's one I don't have yet. That comes out of the chest.
So now
that's
it's like instead of that insane, like, heroic grind to get one key and, you know, try to get it, now you can
– I have opened that chest a bunch of times and still no grasps.
But
anyway.
But you need a key to do it.
Yeah.
And that's what's crazy. Like, no way I want to spend, like, 20 hours at a couple chances or whatever.
Yeah.
This is way better. Even then, right, I assume – Now, this actually – wait, we may not know this. Do you get three keys a week, one per character, or does that count one?
That's what we were talking about. The way they worded it, it sounded like one key a week.
I bet you it's one key a week.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Fran, some multiplayer stuff. We're going to do both of the big ones together. First, it sounds like connection will now be favored over skill, according to Cosmo. And, Fran, you wanted to read the full quote.
Yeah, just so we're all clear on it. What he said in the forums. Cosmo, by the way.
Cosmo, Bungie fame, he works
Well, there. Sorry, Cosmo didn't say this. He says, here's a quote straight from the team with some details about what is being changed.
So he quoted somebody else who said it.
For matchmaking, yeah. Bungie's a big organization. It's a quote of a quote.
It's
that may have been quoted.
One guy? Mm-hmm. It's not just Deej making the game?
The whole team got together and everybody wrote a sentence and this is what they came together with.
Yeah, you ever do that creative writing exercise? And here's how it goes. I was going to make a joke, but let's be serious. Okay. We've made a change to the matchmaking system in an effort to increase match quality, which could mean a lot of things, right? Actually, sorry if I start messing it up. Continuing quote, our specific goal is to reduce the number of matches that begin before they fill up with players. To achieve this, we are expanding the available skill range for other players earlier and more aggressively. We will also be looking for lower latency matches for longer than before. Essentially, this puts a stronger bias on connection quality with less emphasis on skill matchmaking. This may result in slightly longer matchmaking times in some cases. For some of you, this could mean that you'll be matched with opponents well outside of your skill range. We hope the trade-off is worth it to improve the Crucible ecosystem in general. And that's most of it.
So you had an interesting theory about this, actually. You said it off the air before this, but this means
What did you think?
I'm outed now of like what I said.
I
snarkily was like, oh, I guess this means people not as many people playing.
Snarkily.
It's not just that. It's not just that. In other words, because they're increasing search times, I was half joking, by the way. Well, if fewer people are playing, you kind of got to look a little farther in the ecosystem because it's already taking longer. We noticed already in Iron Banner, you're ending up in matches where, like, you're on a team of four and the other one's six, and that's happening more frequently.
So wait.
I'm going to tell you.
There's fewer people playing, right?
It's worse on Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the wait times?
Yeah. Even months ago, it was the wait times were a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
Like, so I'd definitely pull out my phone and be on Twitter for a few minutes before a match started.
So, yeah, they're expanding the skill range. Number one, that will help. There's a lot of hardcore players out there. But I don't want to make it all about that. There has been an ongoing conversation for a long time of, like, please, like, expand the skill range. Because part of it is because you narrow the skill range a bit, you're still ending up with some lag and stuff. So by opening up some parameters, we could end up with some better matches and less lag. And I think if you go back a couple shows – lag is their number one priority, actually. Connection, quality. And you heard that here, too. Like, connection is still, right? They say it's a stronger bias on connection quality. Mm-hmm. Even though you're going to face, now bigger, more opponents.
Lag's been very bad in Iron Banner this time. And I think they're like, we need to do something about this.
It's not acceptable. Been in for a while. And, there's a lot of factors, like they say. It's not like they just tweak one dial. There's a lot of little things at play. So I'm excited by that for the reasons that we're talking about, lag and time to match. From a, I'm sort of a 1.0 type KD player now, even though I'm like between 0.7 and 0.1, depending on the character.
You're such a liar.
I'm not quite.
Watch out.
Round it up there quite a bit.
At heart, I'm a 1.0 player, which is not that high. Meaning I've evolved.
If you round up my 0.68, I'm a 1.0.
No, I got that whole year one. I was terrible. I was like point negative. Anyway, what I'm getting at is I like going into Rumble and some other stuff where I'm getting, like, basically below and at my level, and I'm doing, like, awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm not looking forward to getting crushed. Like, when it's the conversation we have when you play Trials and you play people above your level. It is brutal. I hope it doesn't turn into that for some players who did enjoy. They don't have teams to play with. They just want to go out there. But you don't want to get crushed. Hopefully it doesn't turn into that. At the same time, I agree with the concessions that need to be made. I don't want to wait forever, and I don't want lag above all to be a problem. So we'll see how it works. Verdict's out until we get to try it, right?
Yeah. Speaking of Trials, Vance is now going to be offering material exchanges for passage coins. Now, this is a complaint that a lot of people there's a guy who hangs out. He's just the god. He hated this.
Oh, man, yeah.
So now he's going to have an avenue to get those passage coins, and it's a big problem for a lot of hardcore Trials players. Fran, you play a lot. Sean, what about you? Do you play a lot of Trials?
I mean, these days, less and less, just because there's nothing for me to do in the game. I'm max everywhere, and I don't really – I have all the weapons I need from Crucible, from Trials, and from the Raid, so I very rarely find a reason to get on.
You don't have a passage coin problem then?
No, I don't. I actually have an excess of – I have like 300 just chilling like most of the time.
This is a problem for the hardcore Trials players. I don't have a problem with it. I'm guessing like Fran – CJ.
Oh, CJ. Yeah, so he's got a big problem.
Steve.
CJ and you guys do Trials every weekend regardless.
Yeah.
Like, see, that's the thing is I got all the weapons I need and stuff, and I was like, well, then why do I need to? I'm a big progression guy.
Me
if there's
too.
Nothing to progress, then I don't find
but
a reason
I,
to do
too.
It, you know?
Trials is the one mode in Destiny that I still enjoy in my backpack. clear, everybody.
Well, just for the gameplay, right? Because it's fun.
But I do really enjoy it. I get better and better each time, you know, from my crawling from my 0.7 KD up to one. But I really enjoy it. But man, the passage coin problem is so annoying because, like, now I'm in a zone where I do have these chances to go to the lighthouse with the crews, but I literally don't have passage coins. And then I got to make them play nine matches or way more than that, you know? So it's like, it sucks. Meaning, you know, if you go four rounds in each match, like, oh my God, it takes so long. So you really need those boons in place.
So here's the thing is, like,
you can exchange materials now. I think that's awesome.
Like, even if you're going, we don't know what else.
Even if you're going to the lighthouse, do you continue to play trials?
Like, sometimes, just for fun.
For me, I never do that. Like, I usually get to the lighthouse on my first or second try, and then after I get to the lighthouse, I don't play trials anymore.
You're really good at shooters. Like, you could probably backpack people if you wanted to. So
maybe not these days. Like, it's a lot harder in year two.
Once you practice.
Yeah, and I've self-admittedly on the show said, like, the players I play with are better than me, like, at multiplayer.
That's how
you
do it.
Yeah, the last few months, I've just been playing lots of Halo. So at this point, definitely I couldn't backpack people. But at some point, yeah, probably could have. And I get the problem. Like, there was a point where I was low on trials coins, passage coins. But now I have, like, an excess of 300 just chilling in the bag all the time. And I never go lower than that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also that I don't play further than after I go to the lighthouse, like you guys do, right?
Yeah.
You're burning coins for no reason.
Yeah. Well,
Other than your enjoyment.
Well, you shouldn't be using boons then anyway, by the way. I mean, you don't really need to unless you just want to keep winning the cards. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't really use boons after. But I think this will be good for some – call it the casual players who want a better chance, right? Like, think about it.
If you don't have
instead of having to lose all the time to collect the coins, if you are short – I don't know if you are if you lose all the time, but – point is, you can now just change in some materials, get your boons, get a chance without having to go in and play, lose, come back out. So it's good for everybody.
And that is cool because, like, basically every other thing in the game that you need to use to buy things or purchase things can be bought.
Material exchange.
Yeah, and they need, through material exchange.
Yeah, they need more venues to get rid of those materials, right? You have stuff that just should be used. This is one more outlet. And look at the facts. We don't have a problem with people going to the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. So great idea. Like, give them a better chance. In other words, it's not like people who buy boons always go to the lighthouse. Yeah. That actually does not have a huge bearing on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just really glad that the hardcore players who've been asking for this – I mean, this was an easy update. It seems like an easy update to make, a no-brainer, and they did it. And I'm glad that it's coming along the way. Some other really small quality of life things. They fixed the broken trophy and emblem for Students of History. That was broken on my account, actually. So now if you attune all the artifacts in the Iron Tower –
yeah, Iron Temple.
Iron Temple. In the Iron Temple, the new social space, you will now unlock the trophy and emblem. And then legendary weapons can now be repurchased from the gunsmith. This is great because I dismantled one of them, the sniper, the best one, on accident. And now I'm going to be able to get it again. So that's great news.
Yep.
Uh-huh. But you missed one here, Destin.
Oh, which one?
The Greens auto dismantle.
Oh, yeah.
After
so we
40.
Talked about this last week, but now. Come on, how many times have we said it? Just make Greens auto dismantle. Well, now they do.
So it got to the point where, like, especially if you play in the raid, like, where there'd just be hella, you know, they're sitting
scattered
all
everywhere.
Over the place, and you can't pick them up.
Yeah.
It got to the point where, like, in order – I'm really OCD about that stuff. I can't have an engram just chilling there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's bright. It's sitting right there.
Yeah,
like, you want to just run over and pick it up.
It's designed that way.
So, like, in the raid – in the raid, I'd be like in between phases or in between like shooting, I'd be dismantling in my.
Me
and people
too,
would always look over and they're like, why are you in your menus right now? We're fighting. And I'm like, I got to get rid of these things so I can pick up that engram.
Yeah.
And it caused me to die a few times just because who cares, right? But like.
Well, you should care, but it's
well,
funny
at
how
this
bad
point
your
in the
OCD
raid,
is.
Who cares? Like, we've finished the raid so many times. Like,
yeah. I ran
just
out
OCD about
times,
it. Like,
yeah.
I can't have engrams sitting on the
floor.
So now it's really good that they just auto dismantle. That's super cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's just a waste of our time at this point, so I think that's great.
It is. To me, this...
Once you're level 40, right?
Yeah. This further solidifies my theory that this is the last major update. Rise of Iron is the last major update to Destiny 1, and they are just like, we're done with Destiny 1, we're doing Destiny 2, and why I think we'll get Destiny 2 at E3. It's all like Destiny 2 will be revealed at
E3. Soon, huh?
Now, the big conversation that CGN and I had last week when you guys were out was...
Oh, the old video guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That's my
Canadian
impression.
I thought that Destiny 2 will launch in 2017.
Yeah, CJ is, that's the I'm thing. Sure I could tell you, he was like, oh, no, bro, not coming out in 2018, right? Did he say that or something? No?
He thinks 2018.
Yeah. I still it just sounds so aggressive.
It was, it was supposed to launch this year.
It was.
And it didn't.
Supposedly.
They delayed
never
it.
Never a fact.
Yeah, never. Well, the leaked document, the leaked court documents between the two said this year.
But that's also the one that had, like, Comet or whatever, which was ended up being the Taken King, placed for way earlier than it was supposed to be, too, right?
They're operating at a deficit, but it's been really freaking close. Yeah. So I think 2017 will be the year we get
it. It just sounds so aggressive. What do you think? Are you
on
this 2017 thing?
I'm on it with Destiny. Oh, yeah. Like, they've been hard at work. And I constantly have said this on the show. It shows in the game. When you really think about the updates we've gotten, I mean, they're not significant in the current game. Like, a Rise of Iron is not significant.
Yeah.
Honestly, everything since Dark
King.
Below, actually.
Well, Taken King was pretty big.
Taken King
was the last big one.
Yeah.
And then
I was going chronologically. But Dark Below is a nice drop. And then, then Taken
which
King,
at that
of course.
At this point is what? A year ago now, right? More than a year?
Yeah,
is September year. Last year?
Yeah.
Taken King.
Yeah, it's a whole year ago. So anyway, the point is we've not gotten significant updates. Like, even Taken King is not.
So here the thing is, were they working on Destiny 2
I don't think so.
At the time Taken King released?
Huh?
Were they working on Destiny 2 at the time Taken King
released?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they were working on it basically after the first DLC launch, probably.
Oh, no, they were working on it before that, as far as I'm
before
concerned.
Destiny 1 released.
I'm
trying to get a sense of the development cycle.
Parts of the teams already move on. I mean, the engine work was basically complete for Destiny 1, usually at a development house. They mostly are done. You have support to change and tweak and finalize. Mm-hmm. But core R&D, they're already off developing the next thing. So way back in 2014, right, that work was already in place.
And then
gameplay systems are being talked about, early development. You know, so in 2014. So we are already 2 years into development, I would speculate. And so call it, you know, give or take the support they've needed to do what they need to do. Things that they've torn apart and blown up, which we know happened.
Yeah.
You know, I would say it's probably a 2.5 year type cycle. And now we've got talk of Vicarious Visions and High Moon Studios potentially helping with components.
You really think the only thing High Moon is working on for Destiny is that one
Titan armor?
I mean, no way. Exactly. That's like one person at Vicarious Visions.
Dude, there's
why
no
would you
way
train,
it's 2017.
Yeah. Why would you train, you know, a team and hire them on how to work on your engine and systems and then say, thanks, that was some great armor. We're going to have to do a few other things. Like, you're going to want them to work in tandem.
The armor was dope. Team of 50. You guys
did
great.
It just sounds
you're
really
with CJ,
aggressive.
2018.
Yeah.
Early
2018, I think.
You think they're going to
They may no, they may reveal it at E3, but I don't think there's any way it releases in the same year that they reveal it.
Well, no, I mean, I really think that's what they're shooting for. Like anything,
maybe.
In the same way that I do believe this fell off track, it could get delayed. But
did we all read that, like, I think it was a Kotaku article that Jason Schreier wrote about, like, Destiny 2 supposedly looking at one PC as a release platform and then two, expanding it to like the scope of MMORPGs that we've seen on PC. If it's anything near – if Destiny 2 is supposed to be anywhere near the size of like a World of Warcraft, there's no way it comes out next year.
Be careful how you extrapolate those comments. It wasn't quite
It may not
They
be.
Talked about – let's call it areas to explore with NPCs on the ground. That's what I recall right from the article. It wasn't necessarily saying it would be as big as traditional MMO.
Like, I'm not saying, but anywhere near the scope of that, it's still going to have to be a huge development cycle. Because look at how small that is. Look at how small the game is compared to that now.
I don't think it's going to be that, though. I think you're extrapolating that thought into how you want it.
Oh, man, I really wish it would be like that.
I'm envisioning a world where, now we'll look back at when we first went to Mars and we're like, it's huge. And we did realize there's nothing to do. And now you're like, oh, now I can stop over here. There's a vendor at the town and I can talk to – and I can go buy, you know, silver and stuff in town there. I think it'll be more like that, but little pockets of activity. I think that makes sense. Meaning, think about it. There's nothing to do on the planets except for farming spin metal for a sword quest.
I know which one Fran has to get.
I think that, potentially they'll spread it out. I think it makes sense. But that's just a rumor as well. If anything, I think the work has been done tearing apart, the gameplay system and the progression system.
They have Destiny 2 in a playable state right now.
I want nine explorable planets. I want 30 strikes in the queue. I want 5 updated raids. That's what I want Destiny 2 to be.
You want it to launch with 5 raids?
Well, no.
Or
like,
in the queue.
Yeah, no, like a new raid at launch, like a brand new raid, remastered all the other raids that are already in the game.
Oh, you still want a connection to the current ones.
Yeah, sure, because they're fun, man. They're cool.
Well, that's what they're going to do to keep Destiny 1 alive. They're going to remaster the current raid.
I'm sure.
Destiny 2, though, it'll be a totally separate
raid. Yeah, I think possibly the vault
thing they're doing, who knows what that is. That's when they'll update the raid update.
There may not be a vault in Destiny 2, huh?
I talked about that last episode. It's going to be dramatically different how that mechanic works.
There has to be a vault, though. You got to be able to put your stuff somewhere.
Yeah, I think the game is going to be dramatically different from what we know today. Vault.
Satchel.
It's going to be a totally different game. But it could be like Mass Effect, where you have one gun type and you can customize that gun type.
Oh, terrible! The whole point of Destiny is like collecting guns and armor.
Mm-hmm. It's like a holographic
thing. Upgrades to the gun, like
I would boycott.
It's a holographic memory cube, and you can store billions of guns and armor thing. And you put it in a little necklace, and then it's always there for you if you need it. And hoard. It's your hoard necklace.
There's a lot that they could do to fix the vault problem, and I'm sure whatever we get as Destiny 2 is going to look pretty different from Destiny 1.
Well, I'm sure.
So any,
but it can't. It's still going to be Destiny, though.
Any ideas you have tied to the current infrastructure that is Destiny 1? Just get rid of them, because like they're not going to go that route with the things that didn't work. They're going to improve upon what they learned in Destiny 1.
I heard it's all racing now. Actually, that's why they held back. They didn't want to spoil the game, and it's just. They're throwing out the whole shooter.
It's called
thing.
Destiny Horizon.
It's like, since Wipeout has left a gap in gaming, other than the re-release that's coming up of Remaster on PlayStation, you can.
They saw how well Forza Horizon 3 did, and they were like, "Let's do that."
Mm-hmm. I kid. Obviously excited. To go back to the question, I do believe they are strongly targeting next year to release this.
Can we officially do predictions right now? Have we done that
for what
for Destiny 2? Let's make predictions for Destiny 2 reveal
E3.
And launch. You guys both say E3.
I said E3 and then launch in September.
Okay. I agree with maybe the E3 reveal.
Yeah.
E3 2017 reveal is when we hear about Destiny 2. And then I say Q1 of 2018.
Okay.
Or Q2.
Like March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the spring Mass Effect of 2018. Yeah. I don't think it's 2017.
Makes sense.
It's too fast.
They need that PR.
Too furious.
What do you think?
So just to check
it's
that,
fate.
Though,
it's,
if if they announce it, to check your how you handle the bet here, so to speak, if they announce it at E3 and it's supposed to come out at the end of the year in 2017, but it gets delayed and actually comes out in yours, are you right or were we both right?
I would say I'm right, because what we're talking about is the release. Like, when does it actually release?
Okay. Then I have to ask you on the record, do you think that they'll ever announce it for end of the year of 2017 in your path to truth?
No, because if I just have to put myself in their shoes, like, allow yourself more time. Like, don't – so many devs, especially these last 2 years, have been like, we're releasing on this date. And everyone's like, no, you're not. And then they aren't, because they end up delaying it.
Got it.
Bungie will have learned the lesson from that.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure if there's a chance that we're both right in some ways – now you'd be wrong about that if
they announce
it at the end of next year.
I would still say I would be right, but you may not be wrong.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Like, in other words, I now know that you don't think they'll ever announce it for the end of next year. But if they do and it gets delayed, and you're right about that.
I'm on the opposite side,
which is I don't know if it'll get delayed. I don't really want
to
play that
game. When will they announce?
I believe the path will be IGN First will bring you a first look May. It'll be a small something that will work out. Right, everybody? Just like the IGN First before. It will be a small taste, and then we'll move on to an actual big reveal at E3 at the PlayStation press conference, probably. Is where we'd see it.
The first PC IGN First. Conference.
Really
first,
dialing it in.
For the record, the original IGN First launched in July.
There you go. You know who worked on that, Destin?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I can't remember.
It wasn't
weird.
This guy, Destin Legere, had worked on it. But anyway, I think it'll be something like that. And then, it will come out at the end of 2017. It will probably buck the September trend. But it's interesting looking at, where Titanfall fell into this really tough spot of, you have Destiny already out there. Then you got Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty sandwiching it. And you got this great game. And so, meaning they will have to look at stuff like that if it's coming
out. So, we all
agree,
E3.
I'm getting granular, but.
We all agree, E3.
But what do you think? What big shooters do you think would come out next year around this time?
Call of Duty.
Well, obviously, Call of Duty, right?
Battlefield expansion.
But we had a Battlefield this year. Halo.
Star Wars.
Halo won't come out.
Star Wars will be this year.
There won't be a Halo game.
Which Star Wars?
The Battlefront.
Battlefront 2 or whatever.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Wait, when you
actually,
say
Battlefront 2.
Next year is what you mean. You said this year.
He's asking this window for Destiny's release next year.
Yeah, like
in 2017.
Star Wars,
yeah,
Call
like,
of Duty.
If it did release in fall or up to the holidays in 2017, what might it be
Star Wars, Call of Duty,
Ghost
Recon Wildlands.
What is that? Oh.
Yeah.
It's Ghost Recon.
Yeah, Ghost Recon Wildlands.
That's
totally
all I can think of off the top of my head.
There's always more, but those are big ones. But there will be a Battlefield expansion, let's face it. Absolutely.
Battlefield 1?
Big one. Oh, yeah.
Next year?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they'll be done with DLC by then.
I don't know.
It'll be a new Star Wars, and that'll be their focus for marketing.
Maybe.
Anyway, we got to wrap it up.
All kinds of predictions on this show.
I like it.
Let's break out a
segment. Speculate wildly about
it. We're
going to
break out this segment and put it on Unlocked and Beyond, and you got to visit all those channels as well. Anyway.
Fran, are we going on hiatus next week?
Are we figuring this out
let's
live?
Let's figure this
let's
out right
it.
Now.
Look, next week, as we all know, Star Wars comes out.
Yeah.
We got our holiday party. We're going to be hungover from that Thursday night, probably.
The Dawning releases
so
on Tuesday.
It. Dawning comes out. That being said, yeah, I mean, Dawning's out. We should figure something out. But maybe we need to delay it to the Monday after. So
We're not going to do a full episode. We're definitely going to do commentary over some Dawning gameplay. We're going to do that. But we're not going to have a Fireteam chat episode. That will be coming back in early January, I think.
Okay. See, I didn't know that for sure. But, yeah, as long as we cover the Dawning, obviously. And, you know, look, Destin and I are – I don't know if you're still live streaming at all, but
– Oh, I still stream. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 8.
There you go. And I'm still streaming Trials and Banner and all that. So we're still out there. But, yeah, I guess the point is we're moving towards episode 100 sometime in January. Got to figure that date out, right?
Yeah. So we have – this is episode 98. We have 99, then 100, and we want to make sure it's something great. So we're going to go on hiatus because of the break. And then when we come back in January, we're going to have some fun stuff planned.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Destiny 2 comes out next year, so I'm pretty
excited. Yeah, plus Destiny 2.
So let me wrap up with a couple plugs whenever the
time's
appropriate.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I do want to bring back the talk of T-shirts that was at the top of the show that I really screwed up the mention of. We do have shirts at the IGN store for Fireteam Chat.
Got it.
So be sure to check that out. And then obviously drop us a review if you listen to the show anywhere. In terms
that actually
of
helps
podcasts.
Us a lot.
Definitely yeah, we'd really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Wrap up the new year. Let us know what you thought of the year, how we're doing for the Destiny community. If you think it's worth getting in front of other people, then give it some stars or thumbs up or whatever. Obviously on the show itself, if you're watching it, be sure to drop it a like on YouTube and elsewhere. Drop us a subscribe if it's your first time listening and share the show. We really appreciate it.
Definitely.
Support us. Let's get to 100, basically, right?
Yeah.
I have to review the show, actually, at the end of the year. That's part of it. I got to decide as head of video if we're going to do the 100th episode.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to be looking at those reviews and likes.
Friend.
I'm totally joking.
Follow me on Twitter at ShopByFinnegan. I've been playing a lot of Halo recently. There was a big update this week where now you can gift everyone else rec packs. A few people, very nice people out there, have sent me some. Mm. I've sent mine to other people. Great update. It's been a lot of fun to play. So if you want to come play that with me, definitely hit me up.
Nice.
So, also got some really cool Game of the Year nominee stuff coming towards the end of the year. So if you're very interested in what are the best PS4 games and the best Xbox games and the best 3DS and Wii games, be sure to check out NVC and Beyond and Unlocked Present. Those will all be going up next week sometime. So if you're interested in that, check those out.
Definitely. And I just want to say, have a great holiday, everybody. Christmas
yes,
is coming
Merry
up.
Christmas to all.
Yeah, enjoy.
Holidays.
Yeah, enjoy time with your family. Holidays. Good
yeah,
point.
Meaning
good
not
point,
everybody
Fran.
Has
it's
Christmas.
Not just Christmas.
You know, but
that's
it's
a good point.
Holidays for everybody out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so it's kind of a break. Time
have
to relax, reflect on the year, make New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And
Sweet.
That's it for this episode. So until next time, Guardians out.
Oh, I
nailed it.
I did
Sean.
It backwards.
Nailed it.
Wait, I did the thumbs up first. I usually go point and then thumbs up.
That's fine. It's perfect, Sean.
Happy New Year, everybody. Sean's resolution, learn his own call signs.
It's been a while.
1 New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance. Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
I need you to save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.